Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirk and with Looking Up. A few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. And things are getting truly astronomical with the new generation of detectors of various kinds, which are finding things out there that could challenge our models of physics and the universe. Recently, a new gravitational wave detector picked up a possible signal from the beginning of time. I say possible signal, as it could also be an artifact of the instrument, such is the sensitivity of gravitational wave detectors. Facilities such as the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, or LIGO, use gigantic laser-driven detectors to look for enormous ripples in the fabric of space-time, known as gravitational waves. These come from the collisions of black holes and neutron stars out in the distant universe, which are events so powerful they shake space-time and send out surges with wavelengths measured in hundreds of miles. Long before these huge observatories were built, scientists suspected that gravitational waves of such sizes existed because they knew black holes and neutron stars should sometimes crash together. So says Michael Tobar, a physicist at the University of Western Australia in Perth, as relayed by space.com. But there aren't any well-understood sources for gravitational waves with shorter wavelengths of between a few feet and a few kilometres. Nevertheless, in the universe, there's always things we don't expect. Recent years have seen a push to build detectors that can search for these smaller gravitational waves, including one built by Tobar himself and his colleagues. Their device consists of a disc made from crystal quartz 3 centimetres in diameter, with a resonant chamber that produces an electrical signal whenever it vibrates at certain frequencies. Now, this is where it gets interesting for fine music radio listeners. Tobar likened the setup to a bell or a gong that rings at a particular pitch. If a gravitational wave hit that, it would excite it. The ringing in the crystal is then picked up as an electromagnetic signal by electrical sensors. So this is like a wave coming along and hitting the crystal at a particular frequency and making the crystal resonate. The researchers placed their detector behind multiple radiation shields to protect it from background electromagnetic fields and cooled it to extremely low temperatures to minimise thermal vibrations in the apparatus, so everything had to be kept extremely still. During the experiment's 153-day run, the crystal rang out twice, each time for 1 or 2 seconds. Scientists are now trying to work out what caused these results. Charged particles, called cosmic rays, streaming in from space, are one possible explanation. And a previously unknown type of thermal fluctuation within the crystal, which should have been minimal due to the super cold temperatures, that could be another explanation. But there are also a host of exotic prospects, such as a type of dark matter known as an axion spinning around a black hole and giving off gravitational waves. And that's what researchers wrote in their paper, but it's still quite theoretical. Many explanations could require previously unknown physics beyond what's known as the Standard Model that describes almost all of the subatomic particles and forces in the universe. Shortly after the Big Bang, cosmologists think the universe went through a period called inflation, during which it expanded exponentially in size. At the end of this era, the universe might have gone through a transition, sort of like water changing from a liquid to a gas state when it boils. If this happened, the transition might have deposited large amounts of energy into the fabric of space-time, generating gravitational waves that could be seen by this new crystal detector. So now they're angling to build duplicates of this instrument. As if several devices see the same signal at the same time, it could potentially help to rule out internal processes like thermal fluctuations inside the crystal and point to something out there in the universe, we know not what. For now, this is Ketchel Kirk and wishing us a wobble-free weekend.